All right, Mason Rudolph got signed, or reportedly got signed. There's no, the team hasn't confirmed yet. So, Mason Rudolph coming back to the Steelers. And the PM team talked about it yesterday. They weren't the first to talk about the story, although I think the day before, Filippone broke the story, so maybe they did. But they weren't the first yesterday to talk about the news. And if you can go back on the Odyssey app and rewind or go to our website, 937thefan.com, and go to the PM team's podcasting page, they had a couple of calls that I might consider the best calls that I've heard on this station. One from a frustrated fan who did not want us to talk about Mason Rudolph anymore, and another who said that Mason Rudolph had a punchable face and that he's the turd you can't flush, can't seem to get down the toilet. Now, just my brief opinion on Mason Rudolph, okay? I don't feel bad for him for making $5 million for pretty much holding a clipboard, being on the sideline, right? Like, he's making good money to be a third string. He's not going to live in shambles for the rest of his life on $5 million. And I think he's getting another $5 million, though that hasn't been officially reported yet, but it's going to be in the ballpark of around at least the veteran minimum. So he's going to be fine for his life. He's got some financial support to hold him through, you know, a good chunk, if not the rest of his life, which is fine. But, like, you know, I don't think at this point he needs to deserve the hate that he's getting. He's going to be a third-string quarterback, most likely, unless Mitch Trubisky opts out of his deal, which, you know, there's no reports that that's even going to happen yet. But just in case, I mean, they've got a person who's experienced with the organization that could come in what I call a Brock Purdy situation, right? The 49ers last season lost their starter, then they lost their backup, and they turned to Brock Purdy, who became an instant sensation because of how well he did as a third-string quarterback. Mason Rudolph, I'm not even comparing him to Brock Purdy. I'm just saying that I think you give yourself a fine chance to succeed should numbers 1 and 2 go down with somebody who's experienced in the organization, who knows the players already, who has a strong relationship with the team. He's a fine third string. I think he's one of, if not the best options to be the third string quarterback. And I don't think he deserves to have publicly said that he has a punchable face and that you can't get rid of him. They tried him out at quarterback. I personally believe that he might not have had as many opportunities to succeed in Pittsburgh. He wasn't put in a situation where he could succeed completely. That's my opinion. You might disagree, and that's neither here nor there with this opinion I'm giving today. He had opportunities regardless, and the Steelers don't trust him to be the starter. Let it go. He can stick around. I think we've talked on this show too, and I know other shows have talked about this, the importance of a backup quarterback to have a strong quarterback depth chart. And Mason Rudolph, believe it or not, as a third-string quarterback, makes the quarterback depth chart for the Steelers stronger because of his experience with the team and his veteran status in the NFL. So take it easy on him. You don't have to feel bad for him. Okay, he's still making a lot of money for what he's doing. But also, like, he doesn't, you know, punchable face, and, you know, you can't get rid of him. Yeah. No, I don't want to hear much of that anymore.